With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump naming Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary in his new administration.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
Tropical Storm Sarah, the third named storm to emerge in November, serving as a reminder that the Atlantic hurricane season is not quite finished. Sarah has dumped torrential rains in Central America since it made landfall Thursday on the Caribbean coast of Honduras. Scientists say we're seeing an unusually active end to the 2024 hurricane season that officially would close on November 30th. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on how McDonald's is trying to get its customers back.
McDonald's is investing $100 million to bring customers back after a recent E. coli outbreak. The fast food chain is trying to lure customers back after an outbreak of E. coli tied to onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Those, by the way, are back on the menu. The investments include $65 million that will go directly to the hardest-hit franchises. According to federal health officials, Colorado reported at least 30 cases, while Montana had 19. Overall, at least 104 people got sick and 34 went to the hospital. I'm Shelley Adler.
When Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, the conventional wisdom was that the capital of Kiev would fall soon. That didn't happen. Instead, a grinding nearly three-year war, and the outlook is again grim for the Ukrainians as Russia applies its weight. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Donald Trump makes his return to the White House next year. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also be repealed. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony List is hopeful, saying, quote, President Trump's first-term pro-life accomplishments are the baseline for his second term. A pregnant woman has filed lawsuits seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's right to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman is about 7 weeks pregnant and says she wants to terminate her pregnancy but cannot legally do so in Kentucky because of the ban. She's being represented by the ACLU. This is SRN News. Correspondent Naeon Kim reports on Japan's foreign minister's trip to Ukraine over a shared concern about North Korean troops in Russia.
Takeshi Iwaya met with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibya, who spoke at a joint press conference. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Pyongyang is seeking to exchange its participation for access to Russian technologies in missile, nuclear, and other military programs. According to U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian assessments, up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. I'm Naeon Kim.
Today is Sunday, November the 17th. It's the 322nd day of 2024. There are just 44 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1968, the last minutes of a tense NFL matchup on NBC between the Jets and Raiders, preempted by the children's film Heidi. The network received thousands of calls, and nobody's ever done that again. This is SRN News.